Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And we're supposed to have Larry online, and no Larry. So we're going to try and see if we can't get him online here. It says dialing. Anyway, the primary reason for this is there's been a major earthquake. I don't know if most of you have heard about it, but it was an 8.0, which is literally a very huge earthquake. And then we had a 7.7 and a 7.5 in Peru. The first reports that were coming out were... I can't get Larry. He's not online. And it doesn't seem to be dialing either. But anyway, oh, here he is. Larry, are you on? Larry?
Hello?
Yep, okay, gotcha.
I couldn't get through to the show at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of blocking going on and all kinds of funny stuff. Anyway, I was talking about a little bit about the earthquake before you got on, and I'm getting conflicting reports, not on the magnitude, but the location. Dutch Sense claims it was way in the middle of the forest, and that virtually probably nobody got hurt, but then other reports said that hundreds were probably, what's the latest? Have you heard anything about it? Excuse me.
No, the latest I've heard, matter of fact, oddly enough, mainstream media is pretty much not even carrying it. I've seen a few notices on Yahoo News, but nobody's talking about it. You know, you got an 8.0 earthquake and nobody mentions it. It's not on the trailers or anything on the television. But, you know, Hal Turner's got a post on it, and he's saying that there's a lot of damage.
Yeah, and we do know that it happened because it's showing up on all kinds of other worldwide earthquake watch lists. So it's not, again, folks, you're being censored to the point where the United States mainstream media, other than being a propaganda front for the communists and the rank liberals, it is, how do I word this? It's a communist coup in the media as well. And they're basically lied to you all the time anyway. I don't know why anybody wants, and that includes Fox News, with the exception of Hannity and Carson. I guess there's not too much on there. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, Stuart, one reason we know it happened is because I got a call from someone in Ecuador who was routed out of their bed when this big earthquake hit, actually what they call north central Peru, and you've got people routed out of their beds in Ecuador. And as a matter of fact, the one in Ecuador said, not only that, the first one woke me up, and in a few minutes, another one struck that really shook the place. So, Stuart, you know, there's multiple reports, and you've seen them. I had a post that there was an 8.0, a 7.5, and another 7.5, but they're not listing them.
Yeah, and that, you know, maybe it's because they just don't want people to wake up to the fact of what's really coming upon the world. And, of course, this is very, very odd that it's right around Noah's Ark time when Noah did his ark and escaped. And here we have this going on. But... the primary warning, I guess, from that I could pick up from Dutch Sense is that these things generally are going to move. And the other thing before I get off on that, there was a major volcano that blew up halfway around the world from where this 8.0 earthquake struck. They're related. This whole thing, folks, is all related. And probably it will move the next couple of quakes, maybe big ones, maybe not big ones, should be either probably on the West Coast or maybe in the middle of the country, maybe in the Gulf. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But nobody's carrying it, so we wanted to make sure everybody knew about it because it is definitely a heads up. That's a huge quake, by the way, 8.0. I think that's the largest quake we've had in years. It really is a huge quake. What else do you have, Larry? Anything more on that at all?
No. Matter of fact, the UN group, GDASACS, I posted that. They sent out a red alert on it, Stuart, which indicates that people have probably heard and a lot of damage to buildings. So the UN group, their earthquake or event warnings, you know, I get those. And so there's indication from them that this is probably not a good situation. But, you know, if you're waiting on mainstream media, I just don't know what to tell people anymore. You're just not getting the news.
Yeah, it's too bad that media has decided just not to talk about these kind of things. Okay, but watch for the West Coast and watch for the middle of the country. We've had several quakes down there in the Gulf. And when you have a deep quake like that, and by the way, this quake registered all over the United States. And I looked at one of those sites, incident sites, and hundreds, literally hundreds of small earthquakes all over the United States. So this is going to have a major impact and shifting down below. So all we can do, I guess, is wait. You can't predict quakes like that, so nobody knows. Moving on, here's a headline. Iran can sink U.S. ships with new secret weapons, according to a senior military official. Iran is now preparing to deploy secret weapons against American warships, a military official in Tehran said, after the Pentagon sent three destroyers to the Persian Gulf amid a wave of increased tensions between the two states. Without mincing any words, the advisor to the military command cautioned, "Commit the slightest stupidity, we will send these ships to the bottom of the sea along with their crew and planes." Now you might say, well, it's just bluster, with the exception of we have had a number of visions where that's exactly what does happen. And another headline, Larry, what's your comment on that? If they have secret weapons, of course, obviously they got them from either China or they got them from Russia.
Well, one of the some of the data that I saw on a post, and you can't believe everything you get, but it appears they have something called a MAGA-GRAV weapon that can be used to literally fry all the electronics, you know, of an adversary. So it's very possible that they could use those by flying it in with a drone and attacking our carriers. You know, we don't know, but what's interesting also, Stuart, is the fact that I saw a post a little while ago, if true, it says that Iran had sent an ambassador to Baghdad, and after the Iranian ambassador left, it was reported that the leader of Iraq said, it looks like we're going to war. Now, at the same time, I can't vet this, but there are reports that Trump is pulling troops out of Europe, especially Poland, and sending them to the Middle East quickly. So this appears to be ramping up.
Well, I think what we're doing is we're sanctioning Iran to the point where they have to go to war, which is what we want. This is a deep state operation, and they've always wanted their war, and they really want World War III. so that they can bring in their Antichrist New World Order. And that's basically, I think, what all this is about. Here's something. Iran president says U.S. blocking our ships from all countries for the last 10 days. President of Iran, Rouhani, told the Iranian people via television that the United States had blocked all Iranian vessels from ports in all countries for the past 10 days. We haven't encountered a similar situation in 40 years of revolution history. We will not surrender, he said. He went on to say the United States, tracks all Iranian vessels via satellite, and when it appears a vessel is heading to a particular port, the U.S. either sends a military vessel into that port or U.S. officials contact that port to remind them of the sanctions, which then causes the port to reject the Iranian vessels from docking. This is having a devastating effect upon Iran economically. Unable to sell its domestically produced products or raw materials like iron, the country is rapidly going broke. They will soon reach a point where they have to negotiate an end to the sanctions, go to war, or succumb to national bankruptcy. We will not surrender, they said. And then you mentioned U.S. troops in Poland being deployed to the Middle East. So this is really ramping up, folks, to a point where we could have war anytime. What's this thing here about a possible attempt to shoot down Air Force One, Larry?
Well, they and I don't know if you read one of the other intel reports that I can't vet, but it indicates that it's so dangerous at the moment for President Trump and his family and his close associates that he's actually, when he flew to Japan, they had to go in different airplanes and take different routes and try to avoid any publicity or knowledge of who they were. And there is a report, I saw it, you know, I sent you a copy of it, I can't say it's true, but they're saying now that that wasn't really Kim that fired that missile, because remember, Trump came out and said he knew about it, and it really had shook up his cabinet, I guess you could say, or his advisors, but he wasn't worried. They're saying now possibly that was a deep state missile. That wasn't Kim. But, we don't know, Stuart. A lot is being given out right now that you just simply can't vet because there's so much intel.
Yeah, I would expect deep state. Because with them looking into the communist coup attempt during the election and getting rid of Trump and unseating, I mean, this is high treason. And maybe it's for show or maybe it's for real, but deep state is going to have to do something to get rid of Trump in order to or start a war or cause an economic collapse. It doesn't really matter, I guess. Any last word, Larry? We're only doing a 15-minute update.
Yeah, I did send you an update, and I know you're skeptical of Q, and I am too, but there is some other people reporting that keep our eyes on this weekend into the end of Memorial Day because a possible false flag may be in the works. Now, we don't know that. Trump's out of the country.
Yeah, well, it would be an ideal time, actually, to do something of that nature. So it is a high heads up, particularly the cities area, anywhere, any of the bigger cities. And there was a report, something that might be Washington, that they would try to do damage to. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe nothing happens. We pray nothing does. But we are in a high-stakes game here for the New World Order, folks, and they play for keeps. So it's not a surprise at all, or it wouldn't be if we had a major false flag far, far worse than 9/11. And they got all kinds of things they can use, like little suitcase nukes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And that was just a briefing. Heads up for earthquakes, heads up for false flags, and heads up for a Trump assassination attempt. Anyway, take care, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I realize it's a holiday. We'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.